Hattiesburg native Dr. Anthony Harris has described his time as a student at Mount Zion Freedom School as one of the most enriching and reaffirming experiences of his entire life. Participants engaging in a variety of activities, including receiving music lessons from famous folk singer Pete Seeger. Freedom Summer at Mount Zion no doubt made a lasting impression in the community, as further evidenced by the testimony by Doris Gaines.
In 1964, I was a 13-year-old adolescent, and I attended the Freedom Summer School at the Mount Zion Baptist Church, which was just down the road from my house. There were a lot of kids there. They served us breakfast, first of all, and they had classes, French music, and I think Black history, and literature, and some other courses. They even taught us Spanish and other things, and we get a chance to choose what courses you wanted to take. After breakfast, we went to class, and then after lunch, we went home. It was quite an experience. It was a good program, a good place of fellowship. I had a friend whose grandmother raised her and was afraid during those times to allow her grandchild to go to the Freedom School. What she did was spend the night with me, and then in the morning, we can go to the Freedom School. So she hollered, missed the day. Her grandmother never suspected she was going to that Freedom Summer School. It was quite an exciting experience for some kids. In the afternoon, we were allowed to get up with some older students and some older teenagers and adults to canvass the community for new voters. We arranged transportation for them and got them to commit, and they said they were going on down there to the registry office the next day. I remember vividly, sometimes we were afraid. It was very difficult time, but we were careful and stuck with the adult leaders. Some people were afraid and nasty because I'm sure they were afraid too. But we did get some people to commit. Our center of social activity was the school and church, and that remains so today.